Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Tav Reish Ches, mitzvah 508. We have three mitzvos here, tucked away all the way at the end of the Torah regarding Maaser Sheni. We already had the mitzvah of being mafresh and giving Maaser Sheni back earlier in the Torah in Parshas Re'eh, where the Torah tells us, Aser ta Aser is kol tfuas zarecha, and we learn that means Maaser Sheni. That is the mitzvah's Aser, but here we have three losa says related to Maaser Sheni. The first one, the Isra of eating Maaser Sheni when one is in a state of aninus. That's today's mitzvah. Number two, the next one will be the Isra of eating Maaser Sheni when one is tamei. And number three, the Isra of eating Maaser Sheni to the Isra of taking Maaser Sheni money that I have already been mischalel onto money and buying items that are not for eating and drinking. That Bezrem will get to. Those are the three before we then get to the last three mitzvahs in the entire Torah. So, says the Torah right here, four words is today's mitzvah in the context of the vidui meiser that we describe and we declare to Hashem that we did everything that we were supposed to do. And we said we gave everything to who we were supposed to give it to. Biarti HaKodesh Ben Abayis. I did Biur. Vikam Nesatev LaLevi, LaGer, LaYosam, LaAmanah. Kachol Mitzvah Shachar Zivisoni. Lo Shachah, Avarti Mi Mitzvah Sech. I didn't forget anything. Lo Shachachti. Lo Achalti Va'oni Mimenu. I did not eat it ba'oni. What does ba'oni mean? So the Rashbam thinks, al pi pshuto. As we know, the Rashbam is the Pashtan par excellence. He even quotes in the beginning of Parshas Vayeshev that he used to talk with his grandfather Rashi. And Rashi says that if he had had more time in his life, he would have rewritten his commentary of the Torah even closer to pshuto shel mikra. Even though Rashi always says that at the beginning of Breishis. Ani bati li yashev as a psukim, right? Kemashmao, kipshuto, right? As close to pshat, but the Rashbam is more of a pashtan. My grandfather admitted to me. So the Rashbam here says, what does ba'oni mean? Chazal, we understand that as aninus. And he's not arguing on that, but he's just saying it could mean the pshat. Ba'oni is a lashon of, quotes a pasuk in Eov, mamon shagazal, kimo yadav tishivena ono. Money that was stolen. So I didn't eat stolen. I didn't consume stolen property. Lo achalti va'oni mimenu. And then he has another pshat for the others, but that is the Rashbam. But again, we assume, not like the Rashbam, lo achalti va'oni mimenu means we didn't eat it in a state of anino. So, let us see what the Sefer HaChinuch says. Shalo le'achol ma'aser sheni ba'aninus. Ve'inyin ma'aser sheni kasata b'seder re'a nochi asei yud. Mitzvah Tav Ayin Gimel. So as we mentioned, the mitzvah asei of Maaser Sheni is earlier. We had in Tav Ayin Gimel to read it again. Lo hotzi Maaser Sheni min atfua ba'arba shnei ashmita. In four of the years of the Shmita cycle, year 1, 2, 4, and 5, there's a mitzvah to be mafresh Maaser Sheni. Klomar, achar shenafresh Maaser Rishon anitan alaviyem, after we designate Bikurim, and after we give Truma to the Kohen, and after we give Maaser Rishon to the Levi, then we have a separate Maaser, shenafresh od Maaser Acher. A unique Maaser. Maaser that we keep, but it's limited. We have to take it to Yerushalayim. V'yalkeinu nikra sheni, v'zeh Maaser ha'yadino sheyochal, or yeyochel b'Yerushalayim. You have to eat in Yerushalayim, v'alza nemar, aser ta'aser is called v'ra'as arecha, u'bir ha'katuv, shemirchag mimenu ha'makom, v'lo nuchal se'iso sham, you can't schlep it all the way to Yerushalayim, rak b'torah gadol u'b'hotzah meruba, with a lot of tircha and a lot of expense, shenifto'so v'naledamav, be Yerushalayim, and we will be Maalitz Damim. In a couple of days, we'll talk more about Pidyon, Maaser Sheni, when we're talking about what you're allowed to buy with the Pidyon money. But that is one mitzvah, the Chinuch and the Rambam count one mitzvah. The Ramban, I think we mentioned then, he counts a second mitzvah of Maaser Sheni. Not just being mafreshit, and not just giving it. Hafrasha and Nesina, that's a separate machlokas, Rambam and the Ramban. When it comes to Truma and Maaser and all of them, the Rambam counts one mitzvah. Hafrasha and Nesina. And the Ramban argues on that. But here he has a separate discussion. In the first mitzvah that the Ramban says that the Rambam forgot, we know the Ramban adds on 17 mitzvahs asay at the end of Sefer HaMitzvahs, first half of the asays, to what he says the Rambam forgot. 17, the first one on the list. He doesn't have them in order, because this one is the first one. Shenitztavinu le'echol Maaser Sheni u'bechoros b'Yerushalayim lefnei hakel yitaleh. That we are commanded to eat Maaser Sheni and Bechor, carbon Bechor, in Yerushalayim, in front of Hashem, bu'amro, and that's the pasuk in Re'eh, v'yachalta lefnei Hashem alakecha ma'aser tukarchati yoshcha v'yitzarecha, v'zu mitzvah min ha-mitzvos hi gedola ma'od, shenasan batam. This is a tremendous mitzvah, because it's a mitzvah that even the Torah gives the reason. Why do we have to eat Maitre Sheni in Yerushalayim until Madli Yira, so that you learn to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yirat Shemayim, right? The Gemara, the Torah describes that going to Yerushalayim and eating Maaser Sheni there, it will be an inspirational experience. Tosva says in Baba Basra, Daf Chaf Aleph, Lefisha Yaroek Kedusha Gedola, Vikoanim Oskim Ba'avoda. We see the Kohanim, we see Kedusha, Hayim Mechavein Libo Yoser, Yirat Shemayim, Velomo Torah, Kedidashinim Besifri, Lamantil Ma Liyira, Godo Maaser Sheni, Shemavi Lidei Talmud, Fisha Omei Birushalayim, Achi Yocha Maaser Sheni Shalov, Ayaroa Shakulam Oskim Lecha Shemayim, Avoda, Huyigamkein. So we are affected by our surroundings, so therefore Yirat eating Maaser Sheni is tremendous, says the Ramban. The Anitam Al Rabbah, I don't know why the Rambam does not quote the mitzvah of eating Maaser Sheni. And then he has a key line, Nisba'er, Ki achilas ha-kadshim le-bailim u-le-ra'ui le-ochlan-aseh. There's a mitzvah of eating karbanos, the Rambam holds of that. So says the Ramban, what's the difference? U-kemoshu aseh le-kohanim, bechatos u-ba-ashamos, kachu le-bailim, bechelek aroi le-em. Just like there's a mitzvah of eating karbanos, so too there's a mitzvah of eating this. Meaning, according to the Ramban, eating Maaser Sheni is a bechina of achilas kadshim. That's what it's connected to. I have to eat it in Yerushalayim. Truma and Maaser Rishon don't have to be eaten in Yerushalayim. Dafka Maaser Sheni. So you might think, oh, Maaser Sheni is lower on the totem pole because even a czar could eat it. The answer is no. Maybe in a sense it's higher because it's like Achilas Kachim. That's the Rambam. The Rambam obviously doesn't feel that way. He doesn't count it as a mitzvah. Maybe this goes to the root of the issue is the Machlokas Tanaim. The Machlokas Tanaim in terms of Maaser Sheni, Mamon Gavoa, or Mamon Hedyot, that is definitely connected. That is one or two mitzvahs that have to do with Maaser Sheni. But here we have the next one, and that is eating it when one is an onin. The Inyan Aninus, what is Aninus? Daraisa explains the Sefer HaChinuch. Avelus is a machlokas. Daraisa, the Rabbanan, the Rambam, and the Rif count. The first day is Daraisa for Avelus. Bali Tosfos say there's no Avelus Daraisa. Aninus is separate. Aninus is the earlier stage, as we know. V'inyan aninus da'araisahu. Misha meislo echad mikrovav. Shuchayev l'sabel aleihem. Somebody's one of the seven relatives die. V'oso hayom sheyamos v'yikbarenu. Nikra onain. The minchas chora takes out the next word, because you don't need the kvura to be an onain. But it means the day a person dies, up until, as we know, from the time of death till the time of burial, the relatives are called onanim. And where does that word come from? Right here. Lo achalti va'oni mimenu. Uvefer shamru zechernam lavracha, shiomisa ukvura bilvad, hu ikar aninus daraisa. That's aninus daraisa. If it takes a couple of days to bury, so then that's not daraisa anymore. Only day one, day of death. Ubiyom dafka v'lo balayla. And only that day. Let's say a person's not buried till that night, so then there is no aninus daraisa anymore. Shine'emar, as the pasuk says by Aaron HaKohen, v'yachalti chatas hayom, hayito b'eini Hashem if I ate it today. He's emphasizing, that's the other source for aninus. Interesting, the Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Avelus, quotes that in the context of Avelus. The Rambam says, mitzvahs aseh lehis abel al hakrovim. What's the source for Avelus hakrovim? So in Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam connects this to Tumas Kohanim. A Kohen, non-Kohen Gadol. Has to be. Mitami for his relatives. As part of that, the Rambam puts in Avelus. But here, in the beginning of Hilchos Avel, he quotes the other pasuk, which is Pashas here, the Chinuch quotes about aninus. He quotes that in the context of Avelus over there, but aninus, the Chinuch quotes it here. V'darshu zechernam lavracha, back to the Chinuch, hayom asur b'layla mutter. And that's what it says, lo achalti v'yoni mimenu shen lomar, shem achal ba'aninus hayover. The vidui meister that has taken place, he's saying, I didn't eat it ba'aninus. If he had eaten it ba'aninus, he wouldn't be able to say this declaration, because he did something wrong. And then the Chinuch expands based on Chazal and the Rambam. Below Maaser Sheni bilvad asur lachlo ba'aninus. Not only is Maaser Sheni off limits during aninus, ella av kol hakadshim misha achlan ba'aninus lo ke'alein. Also all karbanos. All karbanos are included. Maaser Sheni is beferish, but all karbanos are included. There is an important machlokas again between the Rambam and the Ramban in the end of the 8th Shoresh. Shoresh Shemini. The Rambam says that it is not appropriate to count negative realities. You only count commandments. You don't count negative realities, what's called a shalila. She'ein ra'ui limno shalila sachiyav imha asara. A mitzvah is do something or don't do something. Those are aseis and los aseis. Achol otitzaveu laharchik ben achil vol yomer lo lo tochal. Those are commands. But if you have a shalila, and sometimes it's not clear what is a shalila, but if you have a shalila, like Lo achal ploni emes. He didn't eat yesterday. Lo shasa ploni hayayin. Ein ruvein avi shimon v'adomin lazeh. It's just a negative. It's stating a reality. So that's not a mitzvah. Hine zeh kulo shalila sachiv ein reach tzivui bo. Hine hisba'er, says the Rambam. Shahefresh bein azhara v'shalila. V'zu sha'azhara mi'inan hatzivui v'lo te'ela pe'ulas hatzivui b'shaveh. So there's a big difference between the two. And therefore, you only count tzivuis and not shalilas. Sometimes it's not so clear what's a shalila, what's a tzivui. But at the end of that piece, like you go with another example, v'lo yiyek korach v'cha'adaso. And they shouldn't be like Korach. So that's a machlokas. The smag counts that as a mitzvah lo sase daraisa. Not being like Korach, not getting angry, not being a baal machlokas. And the Rambam says, no, that's an example of a shalila. And if you continue looking all the way at the end of the Shorish, the Rambam quotes our example. V'nishar aleinu leva'er davar echad. There's only one thing to explain. K'dei shetishlam bo kavanas hashar hazeh. To finish up this section. V'zeh ki k'shesiper ad Torah v'gazer aleinu. When the Torah says and decrees, sheninake nafsho seinu, bishen nishlo mimenu apoal aploni v'aploni. Hine oso apol yimne mechal mitzvahs lo sase. If we have a mitzvah, says the Rambam, that we have to declare that we didn't do something, so then obviously, even though in the context that's just a negative reality, because the person is declaring he didn't do it, but the assumption of that statement is that he shouldn't have done it. And that's why, even though it looks like on the surface as a negative reality, it's counted as a lo sase. What's his example? Our pasuk, v'yavo bishalav shebabo hu shalila lo azhara, even though the context is a shalila, but me'achar shetzivanu shenishlo lo so menafshenu, we are obligated to declare that. V'nomar ani lo asisikach, v'lo asisikach yadanu be'echrach shapoel hakach v'akach mutzar mimenu. So you know that. V'zeh kamot sivas hakasav lanu, and that's the pasuk. Lo achalti v'oni mimenu, v'lo bi'arti mimenu t'betamei, v'lo nesali mimenu l'meis. Right, that's a declaration that he says of something that he didn't do. But, says the Rambam, that's enough for a tzivui. Zehora al hayos kol poel me'elu muzhar mimenu. So you see, there must be an azara here. And the Ramban doesn't like it. He says, no, it still is a shalila. It does not have to be counted as a lo sase. So this is the halacha, eating ma'aser sheni when one is an onin. What about when one is an avel? No such iser. Only in the aninus. Avelus, as we know, starts after kavura. The Menachas Chinuch even notes in Oz Dalet that we know there's a principle in Shas, in Moed Katan, of halacha kedivrei hameko ba'avel. We paskin that like the das lahakel when it comes to inyanim of avelus, even if it's keneged arov. Says the Menachas Chinuch that's only regarding avelus. Dafka l'inyan ibul, aval aninus, lecho kachim umayser sheni, bevadei safik l'chumr kachol safik Torah. Safik ba'avel lahakel halacha kedivrei hameko ba'avel. That's only by avelus and not by aninus. They are two different contexts, and we should remember that. Okay, mishar shi mitzvah. What's the message of this mitzvah? The Chinuch quotes two ideas. Number one, lafi shakadshim shulchan gavoahim. Karbanos are from Hashem. Vein roy lemishu who doeg v'koev ma'od bilvavo. Somebody who can't think straight, somebody who has pain in his heart, is inappropriate lekarev al shulchan hamelech. He shouldn't come close to the king if he can't keep a smile on his face. He can't think properly. Al derech mashal, like the pasuk says, al derech drush kein lavo al shar hamelech v'levush sak. The pasuk says in Megillat Esther, he can't go to the shar hamelech in a sackcloth. And so to hear. Eating, Ma'aser Sheni is eating from the Shulchan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Yerushalayim, and therefore it's inappropriate. Number one. Number two, V'otam Acher. Another similar but different reason. Ki b'achilas HaKadoshim Timsa Kapara Al Abaylim. As we have mentioned before, eating karbanas brings kapara. As the Gemara says in Psachim, HaKohanim Ochlim U'Baylim is Kaprim. The Kohanim eat, and through their eating, the Baylim get kapara. The Ein Safek. Since they achieved kapara, it must be they had tremendous kavanas when they used to eat. The entire process, just like the avoda, this is also avoda. And they have to do it properly. And because a person is in internal anguish on this day when his relative died, ein daito v'kavanaso miyusheves klal. He can't have proper kavana, and he has to achieve something. He has to achieve kapara. And it's not happening here if he's not in that state, so that's why he's not allowed to eat it. Al kain, ein roi lechol kachi shemayim, v'kashar adavar b'ni omra, and therefore it's not roi for him to eat kachi shemayim. The fact that the state of aninus, or even avelus in this case, is a state where you can't have proper kavana, so that already is well documented in the Gemara. The Gemara says in Sukkah Daf Chafei, in the context of Osik B'mitzvah Patar Mina Mitzvah, the Gemara says, is it just tirda? Is it just a mitzvah? So the Gemara has a lashon there regarding maybe an avel shouldn't have to sit in a sukkah, and the Gemara says hacha tarid tirda de mitzvah, hasam tarid tirda de rishus. An avel is called tirda de rishus. What does that mean? Very difficult Rashi. Rashi says, Sukkah chafei, sha'af al pishu chayev linhoga velus shel ne'ila, rechitza, visicha, laris kvod meso, even though he has to go through the motions of being an avel to show kavod to his departed relative, eino chayev lehitz ta'er. He does not have to be in pain, and therefore it's his fault. There's no p'tur of mitzta'er patam in a sukkah in this context. As with Soloveitchik, what? What's Avelus all about? Or Ani, we're talking about Aninus. Aninus less Avelus is all about a Kiyum Shebelev. So Rav Soloveitchik described many mitzvahs. It's not just going through the motions. It's a Kiyum of how one is supposed to feel. That's what he writes in the Rishimo Shirim. Right here. Divrei Rashi Temuim. She Iker Chovas HaAvelus Hu She'Avel Yitzta'er B'libo Aliv Adon Meso. That's why Avelus, he explained, Avelus and Simchas Yontif are contraindicated. You can't have them together. Yontif breaks Avelus. Why? Why can you sit on a low chair, don't eat meat, and you'll have Yontif? No, because they're both kiyumim shebelev. And therefore, Rashi's a little difficult here. What does Rashi mean? So Rav Soloveitchik says, unless you mean he has to have that kiyum shebelev, but once a mitzvah comes upon him, he must, as a religious person, try to fulfill the word of God and focus and overcome those feelings, even though it is basically impossible to do that. But that is, you see, it's a kiyum, it's an internal feeling that one has. If you look in the Zayim LaTorah of Saraskin, he has another idea regarding specifically Maaser Sheni, even though we know Halacha LaMaisa, the Chinuch quoted, this Isra applies by Kachim as well, but specifically the Pasuk is by Maaser Sheni. Why? He explains Rav Saraskin, the whole purpose of Maaser Sheni, as we described before, is for you to bring it to Yerushalayim, to eat it there, and be inspired by your surroundings, be inspired by the Ovdei Hashem that are there. But if you're in a state of Aninus, and then Avelus, and you can't be in that state. You can't get the Yirat Shemayim. Your focus is not there. You're not allowed to even learn Torah. Tachlis shel achilas ma'aser sheni b'Yerushalayim hilman tilma liyiras Hashem k'shu yoshev b'ir hakodesh b'sod chachamim unvonim v'hogeh b'Torah kadosh mitoch simcha shel mitzvah v'onein eino mesugal af la'echon midalad v'rameila. And Oni can't do that, and therefore it's off limits for him to eat the ma'aser sheni. Midin yamitzvah. Some of the halachas of this mitzvah, a big limitation. Mashar mezucharim levracha. Chazal say, ein chiyav malchus lochal maaser sheni ba'aninus. The only iser of eating maaser sheni in the state of aninus is lechol oso b'Yerushalayim. Only in Yerushalayim. If you eat it in Yerushalayim, that's when there's an iser daraisa. Umashar mezucharim oso b'aninus derabanan. If you eat it derabanan, eat it that night, and yimakas mardus, that's an iser derabanan. What's derabanan? Laila sha'achar yom ha'kfura. V'chein kala yamim sh'ishta ha'meis ben yom misal kfura, even before the kfura. But if it's after day one, after day of death, that is also going to be derabanan. The Minchas Chinuch here note that this iser is similar to, like to all other isurei ma'achalas asuros, all the regular rules. Eating it when he has an onein, eating it any iser, and therefore the same issues of shir would apply. Just like there's a machlokas of Yochanan and Reish Lakish about chatzi shir asur min haTorah or not. So to here you would have that. And lechora, he says, according to those achronim, he quotes it from the Tzlach, that say that you take chatzi shir literally, based on the svara of chazi l'itzdarufe, it is combinable. And just like the Tzlach says, if you eat a chatzi shir of chametz, all the way to the last few seconds of Pesach, that's not going to be daraisa, because that will never be chazi l'itzdarufe, because it's not going to be Pesach. So to here, hachinami, if you ate at the end of the day, which is the end of aninus daraisa, you ate a chatzi shir, and there's no time to eat a whole shir, so some of that also wouldn't be an issa daraisa based on chatzi shir. So this is all the oraisa, the iser of eating maaser sheni, and by the way, this is the only mitzvah din de oraisa of an onein. There are many other halachas of aninus. The yoredeya simin shin mem aleph. That's the simin in Shulchan Aruch about aninus. But the only thing that is the only din that is de oraisa is this halacha of not eating maaser sheni. Everything else about not eating, not sitting on chairs possibly, and not eating meat, and not washing, and all the other items are de rabbanan. are Derabanan. Again, the Shulchan Aruch quotes all of them, but they are only Derabanan because this is the only pasuk in Chumash that tells us anything more than that. V'noeg Yisr Zeh B'Zachar V'Nekevus, this Isser says the Chinuch applies to men and women, B'Zman Abayis, Shoesha Maisa Daraisa. When there's Maisa Sheni Daraisa, then you can violate this Isser Daraisa. And if somebody is over Al Zeh B'Zmanahu, V'Ochal Kazayis Kacha Maisa Sheni Baninis, if somebody eats something when they are an Onain, then they would get Malkus. There is interesting, we know an Onain is usher in mitzvos. Not only pater for mitzvos, but usher in mitzvos. Shlomo Zalman has two important psakim about an onin. Number one, what if an onin is machra on himself and wants to make a bracha? And wants to do mitzvos? We reject it. And if we hear an onin make a bracha, one should not say amen, says Shlomo Zalman. Number one. Number two, Shlomo Zalman says there's one bracha that an onin should make. And that is the bracha of Hamapil. Onin is described, defined as asuk b'tzarchei kfura, asuk b meso, but when you're about to go to sleep and you're saying hamapil, that means your day is finished. So Shlomo Zalman thought that hamapil is something that should be said. But let's say a big discussion about Havdalah. If somebody's not going to be right till Sunday, what do you do about Havdalah? Do you have to make it up? Is it similar to Tashlumin? That's an important discussion in Yeradeya Shin Mem Aleph. What about Tzirin Sfirasa Omer? The Noda Bihuda says, quoting here in the Pisachei Shuva, that he could count without a bracha, because that's not really a mitzvah, it's just a Maisa Sfira, and it's good enough. Getting many different issues relating to Aninus de Oraisa. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, next time, we'll get into the fifth to last mitzvah in the Torah, the Isra Bini Maisa Sheni, when one is Tamei.